So here at Highlands United Methodist Church, we take the month of July to focus our spiritual energy around the season of creation. Now, we have been doing this for more than a decade. We have had sermons built around the absolute truth that water is life. We have had sermons built around the beautiful photography of Jad Davenport, who has worked for National Geographic photographing images all over the world. We have had sermons built around the desperate need for us all to continue to recycle, reuse, and reduce what we use. That year, we even passed out bamboo eating utensils and aluminum straws to everyone. And today, as we begin season of creation, we are taking the time to enjoy everything we have done, all the seeds we have planted together that got us to this point today. So here's a question for you. Has anyone been on Zoom recently? Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, yes. Has anyone been in the Zoom waiting room recently? Again, unfortunately, yes. So a waiting room. So our space today is like a waiting room. A waiting room that we have planted together. Now, it's a beautiful waiting room with newly restored stained glass windows and 5 air purifiers cleaning the air we breathe, while our 2 huge exhaust fans pull the air up and out, all this to keep us safe and healthy so we can worship in person together. It is a beautiful waiting room that has an affordable community space for our neighbors to connect in and build relationship. It's called the garage. It's right out there. It is a beautiful waiting room that has housed over 18 families who have been able to literally call this place home while they were waiting for more permanent housing. It is a beautiful waiting room that has some of the best waiting room music around. It is a beautiful waiting room that has an entire building in Edgewater just waiting for amazing community events and services to happen there. It is a beautiful waiting room that cares for the youngest among us as they learn lifelong skills during their time at Nina B's. It is a beautiful waiting room that has space for our weekly exercise class for Parkinson's, for people who are living with Parkinson's. And it is a beautiful waiting room that has helped us mourn those who have gone on to God's promise. It is a beautiful waiting room that has helped comfort us as we navigate the changing landscape of our country. It is a beautiful waiting room that helps to feed the hungry, provide diapers to children and families, collect period products for those who menstruate, and collect school supplies so that all children can be set up for a successful year of learning. It is a beautiful waiting room where we know that God loves us. And for some people, they are reminded that God loves them. And for some people, this may be where they discover that God loves them, just as they are. It is a beautiful waiting room that each of you have nourished and created. Now, we are in this waiting room because we are on the cusp of something new. Pastor Stephanie's first Sunday is next week. And once I found out about the news of our pastoral transition, I don't know about you, but it feels like I've been waiting a long, long time. So next week, as we welcome Pastor Stephanie and her family, we not only make room in our garden for them to witness and experience the beauty we have created together, but we are also preparing to expand our garden, to welcome new beauty, and to welcome new growth. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Jesus came and spoke to them. I've received all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. Look, I myself will be with you every day until the end of this present age. The text says, go into the world. All right, sure. But what does that mean? What does that mean? The original language and translation actually says going. Not go, but going. There is a difference. As you are going into the world, as you are living your life, as you are working your job, raising your family, caring for aging parents, battling internal struggles, as you go into the world, you go as you are. When you go as you are embodying what it means to be a disciple. Like the text said, Jesus instructed 11 disciples to go as they are into the world. And when they saw him, some worshiped, but some doubted. Doubted? Is it okay to doubt? Is it okay to question? Is it okay not to be sure? Yes, yes, and yes. They doubted because they were human. Being a disciple, going as you are, living as you are, in all our imperfections, means you have and are impacting the world. Highlands United Methodist Church has had an impact, and I just named a few of the ways that this congregation has done so. But when an individual or a community of people have the capacity to make an impact, it is because they are rooted. Rooted in a garden that is ever expanding. And they are grounded in a soil that knows God loves them. And that God loves you as you are going out into the world. Making an impact means that we have sought peace with someone we love during a time of disagreement. It means we shine truth on falsehoods. It means we look at our own privileges and work consciously at being aware of when it is taking place, to notice it, to name it, and then to figure out what we can do to make our world a place of equity. It means we shine the light from the candles that we hold up together every Christmas Eve as a reminder and as a way of being in the world that no darkness can ever overcome the light of the world. And yes, being a disciple means you have doubted. That's us. It is being human, and it is what living an authentic life is all about. So I would like to close my message with a reading from Paul from the first chapter of Philippians. I thank my God every time I mention you in my prayers. I am thankful for all of you every time I pray, and it's always a prayer full of joy. I'm glad because of the way you have been my partners in the ministry of the gospel from the time you first believed it until now. I'm sure about this. The one who started a good work in you will stay with you to complete the job by the day of Christ Jesus. I have good reason to think this way about all of you because I keep you in my heart. You are my partners in God's grace. God is my witness, and I feel affection for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. This is my prayer, that your love might become known more and more and more rich with knowledge and all kinds of insight. I pray this so that you'll be able to decide what really matters, and so you will be sincere and blameless on the day of Christ. I pray that you will then be filled with the fruit of righteousness, which comes from Jesus. Amen.